Lynn, what's on your mind, Lynn?
Well, first of all, thank you for standing up for our rights, or what little rights we have to have our body heal itself. And I just appreciate your history of being just out in the open and telling us as it is.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I have the same point of view that the founders of our could-be-greater nation had, namely, we should have as much freedom and independence as is possible to live in a civilized society, and we sure don't have that yet, and it's time for me to shut up and listen to you.
Well, I fully agree with that. I have ringing in the ears, in my ears, and it's getting progressively worse over the years.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because for you, the thing might do, if you're not doing it already, is to take a series of B12 shots and see what happens. Now, the reason that would seem to me to be fitting is because, first, some researchers reported that they were giving people B12 shots for other reasons. And what do you know? Quite a number of those people said, the ringing in my ears is a lot better, or in some cases, it's gone. All right, that's number one. Number two, you just told me it's getting worse over the years, and I'm kind of guessing, ma'am, that you're probably in the you could be a grandma age. I hope you are a grandma. That's kind of fun. And you see, as the older we get, the less likely we are to absorb vitamin B12, especially if we're over 50, because the same cells in the stomach that are supposed to make hydrochloric acid, which by age 60 for ladies is 50% of ladies, those cells can't make very much hydrochloric acid anymore. Well, those very same cells are supposed to make that factor that combines with vitamin B12 and pulls it into the body. It's called intrinsic factor. It should be told totally necessary to get B12 in factor, but it isn't. So after we get to a certain age, ma'am, we got to take B12 by shots to get it to do us any good. And if it's getting worse over the years, the stomach acid declines with years. The ability to absorb B12 declines with years. And lastly, and then I'll shut up, nobody ever got hurt with a series of B12 shots. In fact, when people have them indicated at the Tahoma Clinic, we have the medical assistant or the nurse teach them how to give their own B12 shots. It's so simple. People give insulin shots, which are a lot more dangerous. They can give B12 shots. And so they can try it on their own. They don't have to come in and pay somebody to give them a shot.
Well, I think that would probably make it worth my trip there. I've been to your clinic before, but it's been many years for other reasons. And that would be good because I really think, and I really do need the test for the hydrochloric acid. I take quite a bit, and that has helped me with a lot of things. But I still probably would benefit from being tested.
Well, here's a test you might think of having done. And have it in your hand, and of course it would be up in the Meridian Valley Laboratory upstairs before you come in. It's called a hair mineral analysis. You don't have to go anywhere to get that done. You just send in the piece of hair, as long as you don't color your hair, and if you do happen to color your head hair, there's head hair elsewhere on the body, that's fine. And the point to that, ma'am, is the worse the digestion, the lower the levels of minerals are pretty much across the board. So it'll tell you, ooh, I got a bad deficit, or ooh, I only got a little deficit, that sort of thing. And it allows you to know, well, gee, I really need to pay attention here, because as those Mayo Clinic researchers told us, the longer a person goes with lower stomach acid, the sooner they're going to die. Sorry about that. And we don't want that to happen to you.
No, we don't want that. So, but we want to be healthy up till the end.
There you go.
So, okay, thank you very much, and I just really, really do appreciate it. I listen online because I'm out of the area to hear on the radio, so I appreciate KVI having you on the computer that I can listen every Saturday.
Well, yeah, thanks to KVI for that. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay.